Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The key word of the day, alignment.
Their back and it was off. Their L4, L5 wasn't lined up.
Couldn't find alignment.
Couldn't find alignment.
I got a good chiropractor for you.
Yeah, this team could, we could definitely use an organizational chiropractor on the Red Sox. That's Ted Johnson. Of course, Dan Ball to my side. Your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens here on WEEI Afternoons. And now pleased to be joined for the first time by the Red Sox beat writer for the Boston Globe. He says he's not yelling, but that's just how he talks on Twitter, at Tim B. Healy. Tim Healy joins the program. Tim, pleasure to have you, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. The Rafael Devers, it's a content gift that has kept on giving all season long, and especially here into the end of spring, start of summer. But I feel like people can't decide if they're happy that the frustration and the headaches are over, or that it was dealt with in such a manner that was so on brand for the Red Sox that it's more annoying than ever. What feeling did you get organizationally as you've been covering the team all season regarding their frustration towards Rafael Devers, his attitude and noncompliance?
I think both of the things that you mentioned can be true, right? Like, obviously, on paper, the Red Sox are worse today than they were on Sunday. They lost their biggest bat, and no matter what combination of dudes they put at DH the rest of the way, they're not going to get the production that Rafael Devers would have given them. But if you're frustrated, or if you're looking for the upside of this, as many in the organization are, it's that the whole thing is over and they ripped off the Band-Aid and they were in a bad marriage and decided to just call it, which isn't an easy thing to do, or so I understand, having never been married. But now it's over. It was a content machine, as you said, and for the Red Sox, that was not a good thing. And it was going to continue to be an issue leading up to the trade deadline, going into the offseason, all offseason, over the Bregman opt-out and next round of negotiations. And what do they do at first base in 2026, right? So Rafael Devers as the DH was a good idea, but in reality, it created a huge headache. And the players at least seem like they're ready to move on.
Tim, with your background covering the Mets and then coming over and covering the Red Sox, did you notice any differences clubhouse-wise in terms of the vibe, the way the players were interacting with each other from what you saw in New York to when you arrived in Boston?
You know, I given that it's only been a couple of weeks, I can't profess to have, you know, my finger on the pulse of the clubhouse necessarily.
Sure.
But what I saw yesterday in the first afternoon, the first team gathering post Devers trade, was a pretty normal clubhouse. Guys were sitting around listening to music, shouting across the room at each other about inside jokes. Jaron Duran had some cereal, which looked great. Like, it was a very normal day. And I can't speak to necessarily what those initial moments and hours on the plane Sunday night were like, because that's got to be a pretty weird moment. by the time they regathered Monday afternoon in Seattle, it was a pretty normal atmosphere, I would say. And then, of course, they won, which, as Lucas Giolito noted after the game, winning fixes everything. And if the Red Sox manage to keep winning after this, then everybody will be just fine.
That's certainly true. Tim, I'm curious, you know, now that Devers is gone, the DH position is now opened up, and I'm curious what you think the Red Sox will do in filling that role. Is it, as you suggested in your article in the Globe, Masataka Yoshida, or maybe one of the young guys, Anthony or Campbell or Mayer, just put them in there so they have regular appointments every day to play baseball? How do you think they'll approach the DH position now?
So I'm looking forward to learning more probably today from Alex Cora about this particular wrinkle, which we didn't really get into yesterday on day one after the trade. But I suspect it'll be a combination of all of the things you mentioned. It is basically now a full-time position of available at bats, 550, 600 plate appearances over the course of a full season. So they can rotate in the young guys. They can put Christian Campbell there and put a better defensive second baseman in David Hamilton at second, which they did last night. The guy I'm most curious about right now is Yoshida, because he is, 8 or 9 months removed from shoulder surgery, taking batting practice on the field with teammates like a full, normal, healthy player. But the hang up is the throwing, which he apparently continues to struggle with. I want to find out, and suspect we will today, if the Red Sox are comfortable bringing Yoshida back as a hitter while trying to continue to bring him along on the defensive stuff. Because if you can throw him in a DH a lot of days, especially against righties, then that's a pretty good player. That's a pretty good addition right there. And he seems physically capable of that right now, because hitting is fine, throwing apparently a problem.
Yeah, I think it's time for Masataka Yoshida to get over his Fenway flu and come on up and try to contribute to the DH position as well, Tim. Agreed on that front. This is Tim Healy, Red Sox beat reporter for the Boston Globe, joining Ted Johnson, Dan Ball, and Nick Stevens here on WEEI Afternoons. So earlier today,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Craig Breslow spoke with our morning show, Tim, and said that basically things got to a point where they felt like, not like the return was, it wasn't about the return. We got convoluted answers on that. But this was something that had to happen now because they felt worse things may happen soon. Had you been privy to anything in travel, on the field, in the clubhouse before that sort of operated as a prime example of the bad attitude of Devers and how that may have wrongly influenced some of the younger players who are the future on the Sox?
Not specifically, but what stuck with me yesterday from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy's comments were about the culture and the first impression, so to speak, that the rookies were getting of life in the majors. And if Rafael Devers was being moody, a bad employee, a bad teammate, any of those things, then that could sway these impressionable young players. And all it takes is one bad apple, as we know. You don't want to have a 25 plus one sort of roster. The whole atmosphere around Devers recently, before I started the job and since, was it was weird because everybody knew what the situation was. Everybody knew he was unhappy. The leadership was unhappy with him. And you could only operate that way for so long.
Tim, the word of the day yesterday to stick on the Breslow press conference seemed to be alignment, which got a lot of great play on social media after. It's hard to know exactly because there are a million conversations that happen behind closed doors for all of us media's fans and alike. But do you get the sense that there is the kind of alignment between executive level, front office level, and then down to the manager that they preached on that press conference last night?
I wonder about that. I'm not totally confident that there is. I think there's reason to believe, even going back to the offseason and the will they, won't they on Alex Bregman about what Craig Breslow and Alex Cora feel, you know, about how the team should operate. And of course, Craig Breslow is the boss. Alex Cora is the field manager. So there's a hierarchy there. But Alex Cora carries a lot of sway in the organization. He's been the manager for a long time. He's won a World Series with the Red Sox. He played here, of course, so he knows what that's like. So it does seem like of all of the voices in the organization, you know, it's not really a surprise or wouldn't really be a surprise if prominent people feel differently about important topics. But, you know, ultimately, Craig Breslow is the boss, so there's only so much that can be done, I guess.
Tim, you mentioned that you know, John Henry has kind of another shot at signing a franchise, you know, player, if you will, and I'm curious, you know, you also mentioned that, you know, the price of doing business with these superstars has gone up considerably when you look at Vlad Guerrero's contract, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto's contract. Do you think now that there's some freed money that the Red Sox will try and fill that void with another superstar in this offseason?
They certainly have the flexibility to now, and I know that that's a bad word for some people, but it is part of the Red Sox reality now. Even the biggest market, richest teams have room for only so many massive contracts, and with Devers and the largest Red Sox contract ever gone off the books completely, the Red Sox get another shot. And whether that's this offseason or next offseason or whenever, they can take another swing, so to speak, and sign a superstar, face the franchise, bring in a huge bat. This offseason, the biggest guy is going to be Kyle Tucker. So we'll have to see how the Red Sox feel about their outfield and if they feel set there or if they can take on a huge, you know, one of the best outfielders in all of baseball. That said, if you want a guy like Kyle Tucker, you will make room in the outfield, which I think the Red Sox would be able to do, even with Roman Anthony here now and all the other guys they have in the picture. That said, the free agent class this offseason isn't super sexy, really. Kyle Tucker is at the top of the list. Pete Alonso is going to be a free agent. Alex Bregman, of course, the wild card with, you know, to what degree the Red Sox want to keep him, which I would think would be a very high degree, given how good he's been on and off the field for them. But, you know, there'll be time between now and then to figure that out. And it'll depend in part on what they do at the trade deadline and what sort of big names they bring in then.
Well, they've said that they have the assets and they have the financial flexibility to do something at the trade deadline if they want to. So we'll keep an eye out on the next couple of weeks as well, Tim, and of course into the offseason. Sox 2 games over .500 on a 6-game winning streak. Make sure you give them a follow at Tim B. Healy, Red Sox beat writer for Boston Globe, and more importantly, FOB friend of ball game here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanks very much for joining us, Tim. Pleasure talking to you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Thanks. Tim Healy from the Boston Globe joining WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk about some of what Tim gave us as well as get back to your phone calls here to wrap up hour number two on WEEI Afternoons in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rye's Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.